Blog Talk Radio.
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
Yeah, international, underground, thunderbound, when I stop the ground, like a million elephants, a silverback, orangutans, you can't stop a train, who wants up, don't come unprepared, I'll be there, but when I leave there, better be a household name, brother man telling us it ain't gonna rain, so now we sitting in a drop top soaking wet, in a silk suit trying not to sweat, hit summer thoughts without the net, but this will be the year that we won't forget, 1999.
Don't pull that thing unless you plan to bang. Welcome, welcome. Welcome. We like to welcome everyone to another Tuesday's edition. Let me get this straight. Y'all,
yep.
How did that sound to you, Tree?
Good. You was good.
Okay. Okay. And that's just me. It might be the peanut chews, y'all. We want to welcome everyone to another Tuesday's edition of Miss T Know What You're Talking About, and you better not spew her. So we like to welcome everyone to another edition. Huh?
That's it. Oh, man, that's right.
My grandmother used to say that. Who in there sputin'? I better cut that sputin' out. And for the longest time, we was like, what does sputin' mean? What does sputin' mean? That's the country way they say arguing. So
yes.
I'm saying in the country way, none of y'all better not spute with Miss T, my co-host. Yes, I'm back. Hello. Hey, Miss T.
Hey, Kim. What's going on? How you
My week is a week. It's going, you know. The lady at Walgreens today asked me. She said, "How's your week going?" I said, "Well, it's only Tuesday." You know what I'm saying? holler at me Wednesday evening, Thursday. You know what I mean? Then we'll wrap up what be what and how it's going. You know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely.
I can't.
In that order.
Yeah. In exactly in that order. Girl, this was a sports weekend, man.
Yeah.
I mean, it was, we had basketball. We had PGA Tour. We had the mess that's going on in the NFL with players coming out saying and it's a tree. Almost everybody taking a page. Everybody taking a page out of my man Tom Brady book. It seemed like, you know.
Oh yeah, they went out.
You know, they went out, and we're gonna get into that. We're gonna break that down, and I want to know how you feel about that. You know, the way that this new NFL is going. You know, I want to know if you feel like it's an advantage or is it a disadvantage, you know? We're going to definitely talk about that. We're going to give shots out, have a little conversation about this PGA Tour with Phil Mickelson, you know, and his victory, you know. I used to always say, you know, and this used to burn big boys. This used to burn my brother Bridges. Whatever we playing jacks, we playing dominoes, whatever. I would always scream, one makes you a winner. because one is more than zero. And he would go mad ballistic about that because he would always be on the other side of that. Let me tell it, you know. You know, he would always be on the other side of that. So for those that say, well, Mickelson didn't take off. He didn't win by much. All he had to have was more, and he had that.
That's it.
So you know, congratulations to Mr. Mickelson. Trees, go ahead and take over, girl. My throat is
We're going to talk about we're just going to talk about hockey, too, because I don't know what's going on with these Caps, but that was their one and done, so I don't think they're done. We're going to talk about how y'all feel about that. So go ahead, Kelly. I guess you can take your first quick break, and we'll come back and we'll discuss the things that Kelly talked about earlier.
With version. Kill the arms of the food of love. Sounds to really make you rub and scrub. Then when I'm gonna believe, I'm gonna leave on. Don't believe, believe, I say,
pass the touchy pan the left hand side. Pass the touchy pan the left hand side. It's a go bun.
Give me the music, make me jump and fly.
It's a go done.
Give me the music, make me jump.
How does it feel when you got no food? Yeah, baby. I'm back. We're going to do it quick that time. We're going to do this one quick. Congratulations to Phil Mickelson, the oldest member of the PGA Tour to find success. He won this weekend again by 2 strokes. So, hey, hats off to him. He just proved you're never too old. You're never too old. Yeah. I mean, Tom Brady gave us a taste of that this Super Bowl season. Phil Mickelson picked up the mantra and is carrying it on. And we got to say congratulations to Mr. Nicholson.
Yes.
NHL. NHL. Didn't I tell y'all? Didn't I tell y'all this Caps team? Now, maybe now that Ted's babies are done for the season, he'll really put some attention and some money into this basketball team. We'll actually see a commercial for our basketball team and the fact that they're in the playoffs. Because I'm just keeping it real. I've seen multiple commercials for the hockey team and what they were doing. I've yet to understand what I'm saying. The NBA itself has included the Wizards in their commercials and in their advertisements. I have seen the Wizards as a part of the NBA's advertisement, as I'm pretty sure we all have.
Right.
But what I haven't seen is any homemade Comcast Sportsnet made commercials, at least congratulating them for making it where they are, let alone who their next opponent is and what it is that they're, you know, trying to accomplish. So maybe now that the Caps have, and I don't want to say let us down, because if you guys remember, I told you, this Caps team is different. It's not the same team that won the Stanley Cup a few years back. They're not. They're different. So a first round out, I was really kind of expecting that. I was really kind of expecting this because I don't know about anybody else, but this captain showed me nothing. Miss Tree, you know, you got something you want to add to that?
I mean, I was hoping, I had some hopes and some little prayers that they would at least fight hard for that last game that they played.
Right. That elimination game.
That elimination game. And then I was, had my fingers crossed, toes crossed, legs crossed. Everything was crossed.
Right.
It didn't work, you know.
Yeah.
But, you know, they, like you said, it's a different team. And now Ovechkin is up. You know, he's a free agent. So they're trying to do his, they're doing his contract now. They're trying to work on his contract, you know, to keep him here. But I don't think he's going to go anywhere. He's been here too long.
Ovechkin loves the D.C. area.
Absolutely.
Out of the major star athletes in the city, Ovechkin is one of the ones you can literally just be walking down the street and you'll see him. The cherry blossom, you know, 4th of July, whatever. You know, he's one of those guys that really embraced the city. Now, that doesn't mean he's going to stay here. I'm not saying that at all, because at the end of the day, it's up to him. But it would surprise me if he didn't get the deal done and play under the extension. Let's go to the phone. My man, 57. What's up, 57?
Hey, nothing much. What's happening, everybody? Hey, what's up, sis? What's up, Kale? I was a little disappointed last night. I didn't want to see the Caps go out as fast as they did. But they played a good team. They played a great, very good team.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and really, if you look at the way that the NHL is playing now, it has a lot to do with the year that the Caps won the title, because they showed everybody how to play physical, how to play fast, you know, and aggressive, you know, and so now they just are reaping what they put out there on the floor themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And it's funny you would say that, because as I was watching that game, That's the thing. I said, it looked like we just exchanged uniforms, you know what I mean? And this team is playing how we were playing, you know, and we're playing like excuse my language, but the sucker team, you know? I mean, seriously, it looked like we didn't want to take hits. We didn't want to deliver hits. We couldn't control the puck on our end of the floor. You know, we had multiple turnovers in both our end and their end, you know. And that was one thing that I personally took pride in with this Washington team. During our Stanley Cup victory, these guys were stingy with that puck. There weren't many turnovers. There weren't any sloppy passes and you know, overlapping type passes. No, the puck was actually getting to whom they were passing to. So, you know, again, like I said, if you watch this Caps team, then you knew for a fact that these guys weren't playing anything like the team that we were accustomed to or used to. Let's go to my man Lou. What's up, Lou?
Hey, here, everyone. Thing, this is not the same Caps team that won just three years ago. Even though Ovechkin's still on his game,
Right.
Supposedly, yeah.
So you have the good though,
and the bad on the same team. You got the good of, you know, the big O, Ovechkin, but you also got the bad, which of course I think has become, well, I just say it's not only the team's biggest villain, but the league's biggest villain of all. And I think you know what I mean by that.
Explain.
I don't.
Yeah, explain, Luke.
For the people who don't know, in the background.
Well, I don't want to come off like I'm calling out somebody, but I think you got a clue. His name happens to be Wilson. I mean, really, he's just become a dirty fighter.
I've heard a lot of people complain I've heard a lot of people with that same sentiment when it comes to Wilson and he's clinging that. Say what, Lou?
At least I'm not alone here.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't see that behavior. I didn't see what you guys are talking about. I mean, I watched the games. Maybe I'm not looking at it that way.
Well,
I'm just looking at the game because I didn't see him do anything dirty. I didn't see him. What did he do dirty?
Oh, Friday night's game?
No. Let me say this. It began to look like Wilson said, the hell with it, we're not going to win. So I'm going to do whatever I can do to get under these guys' skin and prepare them for their next opponent. I'm going to play skate how I want to skate. I don't care about penalties. I don't care about calls. I don't care about any of that. I'm going to do what I want to do since my team, my Caps team, are not playing up to our standard. This is what I'm going to do. Am I right, Lou? Am I correct, Lou? Is that the feeling that you were left with?
I did. But, boy, I mean, he was really going at it.
Yeah. And I always say, why is it okay to fight in hockey? You know, all these other sports, they don't let you fight. Why is it okay to throw down and fight in hockey? And no other sport accepts it, you know. Baseball,
right.
They'll let them go.
Well, you do get
punished
for it, though. I mean, okay. So you mean like, unless it's a severe penalty, you don't sit out for like, you know, two or three games or a week or whatnot. I mean, fighting is just becoming like, you know, part of the game. Only if it's done intentionally, then you suffer consequences.
Well, the only consequence is sitting in the sin bin. Now, if it's an egregious act, like you blindside someone or hit someone with a stick, I'm with
that's
you on that. Yeah, but they can still throw their hands up and only cost them 2 minutes in the sin bin
or five.
You're right. Or 5 minutes in the sin bin. But in no other sport is that allowed. And back to Wilson, it just seemed like Wilson, it seemed as if hockey was the last thing on his mind. It seemed like starting a fight and getting things going was what he was his mission. At that point, and that that's a disrespect to the game to me. That's a disrespect to the game to me, because not only can you hurt somebody, you're supposed to have more cool or class than to stoop to that type of level.
Right.
That's to me. You know, some people will say, if I'm losing, I can do whatever I want to do. You know what I mean? Some people will say, yeah, and I'm with Lou. I'm with you, Lou. No, you can't. No, you can't. There's a still distinction that you have to play the game within. And Friday night, Wilson just threw it all out the window. He could care less about what was going on, and I think that that was a discredit to the Caps as an organization and to his teammates. And that's just where I stand with. 563-999-3782 is the number. 563-999-3782 is the number. We want you guys to come on in and call in and participate as we go into the NBA. We're going to talk a little bit about this NBA when we come right back, y'all. Trees, was you clapping?
Yeah.
I know you were. I don't even know why I asked you. I know you were. Trees.
You ready for the NBA?
I'm preparing myself. I'm really preparing myself for this because Scott Brooks, I mean, I don't want the Wizards to win. Everybody knows that. I don't want the Wizards to win if it means Scott Brooks is gone. Now, everybody I talk to tells me, DMVK, don't worry about it. Scott Brooks is going to coach his way out of this city. And he'll be gone soon enough. Just go ahead and enjoy this playoff. But I can't enjoy it because if we lose, I want to lose the right way. You know what I mean? Having Neto on the floor, I mean, he can't help you on the offensive end, which let me say this. I have seen him making shots and having his way on the floor. So I'll give him his props with that. But on the defensive end, he is a liability. I sat there and watched on the defensive end, players just turn around and shoot as if Neto wasn't even there. It's like he provides no resistance whatsoever. And I was like, come on, man. You jump at least. Dude, bite him. Scratch. I'm like, I'm like my man from Players Club when he has a, did you at least pinch the, you know what? You know what I'm saying? I mean, some type of resistance, man. Some type of resistance. And, you know, Debo constantly tells me, man, just calm down, dog. You know, you get too worked up. And is because I hate to see my colors on. For instance, right now I'm watching a replay of the Washington football team and the Dallas Cowboys, and we won this game. But my nerves, my excitement, my viewing pleasure, we didn't win this game. You understand me? It's like I'm seeing it for the first time. And I know everything that's going to happen. I know everything that's going to I hate to see my colors look bad. I hate to see it. And I hate to see the Wizards looking bad. You are a team that I represent. So I hate to see you guys looking as pitiful and as poor as they have looked over the course of this playoff thus far. And for real, all Philly, okay, I'll give Philly Embiid and what's the light skinned boy name? Their point guard. He shocked me. But Ben Simmons.
Nah, he good. He shouldn't have shocked you.
Yeah,
he played just like that in the regular season. He played just like that in the regular season.
Yeah, I guess. You know. But I think that we actually could match up with them better if Scott Brooks had better personnel idea, man. He has no idea who and when folks should be out there. And it's irritating to me, man. It irritates the hell out of me to see Hutchinson. Why is he sitting on the bench? Why is he not in the game? He could help you. He's tall.
And
he's lanky.
Gill.
Who?
Anthony Gill and Robinson.
Anthony Gill. Yeah. All them guys. Let's bring Mark on. What's up, Mark?
Yeah.
Hey, Mark.
What's going on, fam? How y'all been?
All right.
Man. Yeah, how you been, bro?
I'm good. I'm Gucci, man. Miss y'all, man.
That's what's up.
Appreciate it.
You know, we miss you on the corner, too. Did you get a chance to watch this Wizards and 76ers first game?
I don't know. It's like a spark left them or something, man. Because they were mm-hmm. hot. It's like they lost their drive, like somebody stole their bike or something. I don't know.
And you know, nothing for nothing, and I'm not pointing fingers, but I look at Bradley Beal with that, you know, because he leads the team in scoring. Okay, la-di-da, he does. He also leads the team in turnover. And turnovers is a momentum thing. Yes, scoring is a momentum thing as well, but turnovers, it's a momentum thing, and it's hard as hell to come off of that once that has become a part of your game. It's hard, you know, because you got to look at it like this. And we might as well say a three because everybody loves a three. Nobody puts their heads down and just drives to the basket anymore. So the other night I was watching Ish Smith and Ish Smith and Bradley Beal were on the floor at the same time. And Beal had two consecutive back-to-back turnovers. And Ish Smith had two. Well, Philly went down on their end of the floor and scored every time. They scored 1-3 and three 2-point baskets. That's 9 points. Mm-hmm. That was 9 points And the next thing you know, you look up, Philly was on a 14-2 run. Well, nine of those 14 were at the hand of the Wizards, just turning the ball over. And it leads me to ask, what in the hell is Scott Brooks teaching these guys in practice? What is he telling these guys when, and look, and none for none, y'all, real quick, I kept looking at Philly sideline and just begging Sam Cassell, please come be our coach. Please. Come coach us, mm-hmm. man. You are all we need, man. You are all we need. And I can see it in Westbrook. See, Westbrook, he's the type of guy, he can't hide how he feels. He just can't. Yes, he wears his heart on his sleeve, and everybody knows how he's feeling at any given time, in any given moment, because he has no problem showing that. And mm-hmm. around about the third quarter, Westbrook's whole demeanor just changed. It all just changed. The way that he was responding and reacting, it all changed. And I said, man, what made him do that? And then I looked at the lineup on the floor. Bradley Beal was removed. Neto was brought in. And Neto, his assignment coming in was Ben Simmons. That's like a father and son. It's like a father and son. Have you ever seen a father and son out playing ball and the father is just taking all type of advantage of the son because let's be real. At the age 5 or 6, that son doesn't have his basketball skills together like that. That father is mainly schooling him, teaching him. And Ben Simmons took Neto's school, man. He took that man to school, y'all. And
that's because the wrong person was on him, Kale. Scott Brooks had the wrong person
in the game, Tree.
Yeah. Fact.
The wrong person was in the damn game. That's the whole beef.
But even when Giannis went out, y'all still couldn't get it together. At some point, y'all have to guard that 3-point line. They made 22 3-pointers.
Right. Not Giannis.
Not Giannis, but the team. They made so many daggone 3-pointers, it was ridiculous.
Yeah, and also
guard the 3-point line.
Also, I look at that like this. You're not going to hit 3-pointers like that every night. You're not. You're not going to hit your threes like Philly was making them every night. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I was happy that they were making them because they showed me we're going to shoot until we do. So, you know, and we all know for a fact, basketball guards are fickle, and you can shoot a shot the same way 20 times and have 20 different outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
You can shoot a shot the same way 20 times and have 20 different outcomes. So I'm not worried about that, and the game was still close. even with all the drama, even with all the drama and the nonsense, the game was still close. So the Wizards showed me that they can hang with them boys. They can play with them boys, you know. Debo said, it's called school for the future. It's what the young guys need to get better. Oh, I understand that. But you, as a coach, you have to put your team in order for them to learn proper. You have to put them in the proper space and the proper position. We all
he
agree.
Don't put them in. Yes.
Exactly.
And he don't put them in. He don't put them in positions to achieve what the goal is. Like, he just
right.
if it's called for five people to be out there, he's just gonna put five people out there. He's not looking at the matchups. He's not looking at who he got out there. If this person tied, been out there for 40 minutes. I mean, he don't take none of that into consideration. Because y'all had a whole bunch of healthy legs sitting over there on the sideline. Wasn't doing nothing. Bonga, Gil, who else? Robinson. Matthew got in, but shoot, he only played, 15, 20 minutes, and that was it. So they got who they want. But who they want, it ain't panning out for them because they get tired too. And he won't take them out and substitute them with the right people. He just keeps taking them out, put Ish and Nato, them the two, Ish and Nato. But you got a whole five or six more people sitting at the end of the bench that's, like, with their hands up, like, you know I'm down here, right? Can I get a game? I can
at
least get 10 points.
And I really don't know what Hutchinson has done to fall out of favor. I can't put my finger on. I cannot put my finger on.
Every
time this young man is in the game, he gives you everything. He gives you everything. And yes, they're playing what's his name, man? The center.
Gafford.
They are playing Gafford too. They are bringing him in off the bench. But that's just the big man position is the only thing that Scott Brooks is rotating.
Yep.
That's all he's rotating. He's rotating no other position. Nobody else, you know, and it's like, wow, really? Come on, man, you know, play somebody else, man. Give some of these other guys a chance, you know. Let's see what they bring to the table. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. This is the time to play your whole hand. This is the time you play your whole hand, like in space, like when you got all the space, instead of leading with the little diamond down here, the little club over here, and the little heart. No, I'm coming out straight heart, space off the break. I'm breaking you down one after another one, and that's how he got to do. But it don't matter, Kale, if y'all win or lose, because Scott Brooks is gone. Period. They're tired of him. They don't care if he win or lose. They're tired of him. Period. He got to go. So you can cheer for your team, and you can be like, I want them to win, but I understand why you don't want them to win, but I do understand why they should win. You understand what I'm saying? Because Scott Brooks, either way, is gone. He got his walking papers. He gone.
Right.
He not coming back.
What say you, Lou? You with me, Lou?
Lou, you got your phone on mute. He might not be there.
All right. Oh, okay.
Marcus,
I mean, what? Yeah. Marcus got us on hold for a second. What say you, Lou? I mean, did you watch the game the other night?
Well, it depends on which game you're measuring, because there was a, you know, there was a lot of games I was following my teams as well.
True that, and
that was
I
a good
must
game
say,
too.
I must say,
yeah,
I must say,
it could have been better.
Nah, it was good. It could have been way worse, and y'all just lost at the last second of the game. That was it.
Yes.
Y'all played a terrific and awesome. Well, the Knicks played an awesome game. You couldn't ask for no more than that from them.
And you got to remember, man, your guys haven't really played a lot together.
Right.
So there's a lot of acclimation that has to take place and maturation for your guys to know, you know, it's as simple as, oh, I played with him all season. He loves to break right. Now, in my mind, I see him looking like he's going to the left, but I know he loves to break right. So therefore, I'm going to get that ball to the right instead of throwing it to the left. Just little things like that. And like Tree said, you know, for your guys to have not had as much time to play together as New York has, y'all still, you know, gave them their money.
Yeah.
That's
true.
Yeah.
And
I'm talking about a hell of a game.
And Nash looked like a better damn coach than Scott Brooks every day of the week.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know. And let's be honest. Look at it this way, Lou.
Okay.
We lost our first game. You guys lost your first game.
Yes.
Are you really worried about game two? Seriously.
No, I'm really not. I think we can bounce back from this.
Because DNA is going
to
take
over. Y'all lost at home, though. They lost at home, though.
Don't matter. It don't matter.
It matters.
I'm telling you. A series does not start truly until both teams have lost on their home floor. Once both teams have lost,
what happens if both teams don't lose? What happens if both teams don't lose on each other's home floor? What happens if I beat you two times at your house and then come home and beat you two times at my house? You're
that
out.
That means I'm a dominant.
So that's why
I'm a dominant team.
That's why I'm saying you should win.
Yeah.
And then the Knicks, they won at home with a packed house. I'm talking about it wasn't an empty seat in the arena. It wasn't an empty seat in there.
But are you saying that the Knicks are a more dominant team than the Nets? Really?
Than the Nets?
Yeah.
Huh?
Are you saying that the Knicks are a better team than the New Jersey Nets?
That's not who they was playing. The Knicks was playing the Hawks.
Who the Nets playing?
The Nets are – Brooklyn is playing Boston.
Boston.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, so let me run it down. Let me run it down for y'all real quick.
Run it down.
Utah and Memphis. Memphis took the first game.
At home.
The Clippers and Dallas. Dallas took the game. Denver and Portland, they already played two games, so they're tied up. Phoenix and the Lakers, Phoenix took that game. For the Eastern Conference, we got Philadelphia and Washington. We all know Philadelphia took that game. New York Knicks and Atlanta Hawks, the Atlanta Hawks won that game. Milwaukee and Miami, they played two games. So Milwaukee is up two on Miami. Brooklyn Nets and the Boston Celtics, Brooklyn took that one game, and we have games coming on tonight, three games tonight. So, two games will be played tonight, and then Memphis in the lead, Dallas in the lead, the Suns, Philadelphia, Atlanta Hawks, and Milwaukee and the Nets. Those are the leading teams at the moment.
Okay.
And you already
okay.
see Denver and Portland, they're tied up.
Well, then let me ask you this. Do you think Atlanta is a better team than the Nets?
Than the Knicks or the Nets?
The Nets. You said it. No, why do I keep? I meant Boston. I'm sorry. Do you think Boston is a better? Yeah, Brooklyn and Boston.
Brooklyn is better than Boston. Hands down. And I don't even know.
Hands down.
I don't even think Boston. Yeah, hands down. And I don't think that Boston is going to win two games in that series. That's my thought.
That's saying a lot, Tree.
Oh, yeah, because the Nets, they showed up and showed out. And Boston, they missing some parts. They missing a lot. They hurt. They limping. They walking with a walker.
Yeah, Brown, and I didn't know that Brown had the influence that he does have on this team like that.
Boston is a good team. Now, if they can make it out this round and beat the Nets. Then hey,
they're not.
Even though they got Kemba over there, they got Tatum, they got Kemba, they got Tatum. They got a lot of strong pieces, but they ain't gonna be enough.
I see Milwaukee, and the Nets battling for the East.
I don't want to count Jimmy Buckets out, but he ain't playing good right now.
Well, that's a terrible matchup for them. Last year, they found a way, but Antetokounmpo is more determined this year.
The Greek freak.
The Greek freak. He knows what to expect. So he's coming with a little more this year than he did last year, and he's not a little kid waking up, you know, on Christmas morning. He actually wrapped some gifts this time. You know what I'm saying? So he's coming at this series this time with a little bit more maturity to him. So
yeah,
you know, it was a valiant effort. You know, Miami's a good team. Jimmy Buckets is the man, but
they didn't have enough in the center park.
Well,
they only got out of
bounds. Right. And when you just go into the DNA of the teams, you know, Milwaukee just out DNA Miami. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So again,
Milwaukee got their own big three, for real.
True that.
They got those big three, and them boys be balling, especially when they start clicking. So whoever come up against them, they gonna have a time of it. It ain't gonna be no easy out.
No, it's not. 563-999-3782 is the number. 563-999-3782 is the number. Y'all stand right back. We'll be right back. Stand by. We'll be right back. We tag on Peanut Juice.
Looking for a dream.
Prince say you a sinner. I don't care.
I had to get up on my chair. Go on, Prince.
Oh. Yeah, I miss him.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm really trying to just enjoy the basketball, but I guess because it's such a disgusting display, it's hard to just enjoy it, you know? It's hard to say, okay, Scott Brooks going to be gone next year, you know, next year. I'm sick of being the next year fan, if that makes sense. You know?
A lot. That makes a lot of sense.
You know, I'm ready to see some of this preseason and OTAs and this early games. I'm ready to see this stuff come to fruition. And
right.
I watched this Wizards team, and it's like they're constantly going backwards. They're constantly going backwards, and it's disheartening. It's just talk about frustration. Talk about just it's like do these guys even care? Does the coach really care? You know, Scott Brooks, this is the lineup you want to go with. This is how you want to represent. And I have nothing personal against NATO. Nothing personal at all. Nothing personal against Ish Smith. But these guys are too small. These guys are too small. Why, you know, and I said it as a joke, but I'm really, really, truly starting to believe Scott Brooks is believing in that short man complex. Because he's a short man.
Right. The shortest man.
You know, and it's really starting to look as if, okay, this is a reality. This man really, really is going to play the short guy just to prove to everyone that short men can get it done too. I see no other, I see no other way that this thing is going this way. I see no other reason that for this man to pull out these players when, like you just said, Treat, you look down the bench, you have a bench full of healthy, tall, athletic guys at your disposal.
Right.
But these are the only with the center. Is there a such thing as a rotation? And that's between Lopez, Lynn, and Gafford. Other than that,
there's
no other rotation going on.
Nope.
I have yet to see a timeout called, and both Bill and Westbrook are off the floor at the same time. Have you?
Nope. Seen them two play in a long time. I mean, you know, off the floor. And the team still carry them. Like, that's the thing. If Bill and Wall is not on the floor, I suspect. And it shouldn't be like that. If them two guys are not on the floor, y'all should at least get up 30 points with the
Bill
team that's
Westbrook.
On the floor. Yeah, they give you 30 each. Yeah. So if you take them off the floor, you gonna be behind the eight ball for real.
Yeah.
So until they can get that together, Scott Brooks ain't coming back. That's another reason why I know he ain't gonna come back. Because they seeing what we see. The rotation messed up. Everything messed up. I mean, the only people they rotating is the center. And occasionally, NATO and Ish, they coming in and out, back and forth, in and out, them two, for either Westbrook or Beal. But that's it. That's it.
So,
nobody else ain't coming up.
So, hey, Marcus, man, tell me the truth, man. Just give up hope for this year, man. Be one of those next year guys, man.
Well, I'm not one to give up ever. So, I mean,
right.
But it always seems like, you know, our coaches, man, start having bright ass ideas about stuff, man. Honestly, I don't know. Yeah, I really don't know. I really think they should take. You know, I know this is completely off the subject, man, but, like, when fighters, man, are getting ready for a fight, right, if you got to lock them in the basement to not, you know, have extracurricular activities with their spouses and stuff like that so they can stay focused, so their knees be straight and they can think straight, I think the same thing need to happen with the coaches, man. Seriously, man, because they just start doing the wildest stuff, and we don't really understand it, you know. We don't understand why they doing what they doing. And it makes no sense, and it just frustrates us, you know. And it's the whole Washington organization, all of them, across
Hold on. Am I hearing this correct? Marcus say, lock the coaches in the basement. Lock them in a room,
yeah,
man.
I know you do. You said that with conviction.
Yeah, and he just hit the year with all. Yeah, he like killed. What do you think I'm playing? Yeah, lock them back within a room.
I got the lock right here. Come on, all y'all, come on down here.
Because, I mean, it just doesn't make sense. I mean, and the more we sit here and try to make sense of what the hell are they doing, it's like, yeah, I know what happened, man. You know, they was pillow talking, and somebody got in their ear, man. And they need to not have no pillow talk. They need to be frustrated with a loss.
Yeah.
You know? I'm telling you, that's how you do pro fighters, man.
But Marcus, I understand what you're saying, Marcus, because I'm kind of with you on the lock them in thing, because the bubble worked. The bubble worked for them last year. The bubble did work. And everybody that had them teams that was in the bubble, they were focused.
Well,
ready.
The bubble worked for everybody. The bubble worked for everybody except for Lemon Pepper Lou Williams. It ain't work for him, but for the majority of them, the bubble did work. So
come on, man.
Yeah, I feel what you're saying.
Y'all put the out there like that.
Hey man, that Bama went to Magic City to get some chicken with cheese.
He was frustrated. That man was frustrated, and just, like I said too, he could have called somebody to bring that food to him. Like, you know, certain things, I mean, come on, man. You got all these, you a millionaire. You can get anybody. You can go on your Instagram, hey, dog, somebody bring me some food. You know you have 99 bags of food downstairs.
Yeah, but I don't know.
I understand. They don't know it's you. Get you an Uber. Uber Eats. You ain't have to leave out that bubble. For nothing. They made sure that.
563-999-3782. I don't know how people do Uber Eats, y'all. I'm serious. Sometimes them delivery guys come into my building and I'm just like, I wouldn't eat nothing. They hands, they hair, they clothes, are they smelling like marijuana? They my goodness. Come on, Kirby. Okay.
Yes.
Maybe he didn't hear me. Kirby, are you with me? Curb, sir. You with me, Curb? Oh, my
God. Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy, I'm sorry. There
you go.
I'm ready.
Kirby, did we trade the wolf for a chihuahua? Do you have Beverly Hills?
I cannot with you right now. I can't.
A chihuahua, bro.
A chihuahua.
Hey, how you doing, Kirby? Let's get right down to it. Kirby, I heard that Washington, I heard that not only is Morgan Moses been 86 and we got rid of him, but Christian and who was that other guy that we got rid of, man? Come on, Kirby. When we didn't get rid of him, he well,
he
yeah, you can say that.
He ain't gone
yet. You can
yet.
Say that. Who?
Morgan Moses.
He gone. He is good as gone. You
I'm
know what?
I'm looking at the roster right now. They say Morgan Moses.
You looking at a 2019 roster. I need you to look at 2021.
Well, we got rid of Kerrigan. He's up there with the Eagles.
Yeah,
and we got rid of them. And with Morgan Moses, and the Texans picked up Christian, the offensive lineman there. But, I almost got beat up before I got here.
What happened, Kirk?
Yeah, I stopped off at this bar and this good-looking woman was shooting pool and her clothes fit her just right, like her britches was sprayed on her or something. I mean, fine, super fine. I'm sitting there and I feel this tap on my shoulder, and I look up and here's a guy big as George Foreman. Saying, are you thinking evil things about my wife? And I said, oh, no, sir. I was just thinking about getting a piece of beer, you know.
A piece of beer. Hey, Kirby.
What?
Kirby, I got to ask you one thing.
What?
How is the talk for Aaron Rodgers as strong down there in Denver where you are as it is up here in Washington, man?
No, it's not.
It's not. Wow. Well, because the reason I asked is because I heard it's between Washington and Denver as far as the landing spots for Aaron Rodgers, where he wants to go.
Oh, well, what I heard was between Washington and the Patriots is what I heard.
I heard the Patriots in Denver.
I heard Washington,
but they dropped out. I heard that Washington dropped out, and it was just the Patriots in Denver. But
yeah.
It could be all three.
Yeah.
Exactly. We got a riverboat gambler. We got a riverboat gambler for a head coach now, so he ain't showing all his cards.
No.
Marcus, what have you heard, Marcus?
I did see that everything got quiet on that subject. It was talked about, but then I heard all this smoke about another quarterback that definitely don't even want to partake in. You know, all this big trade, like we're going to trade everybody for this joker. But I don't really, I don't believe in all the hype, because what I'm saying from Riverboat Ron is that we don't just make dumb decisions no more. We don't just jump on the big ticket, the big item. Yeah. You know, so I think a lot of it is just smoke. I think this year we're going with what we got.
Yeah.
As far as
me too.
As far as the quarterback
right.
is concerned.
So would you say that the adults are making the decisions now?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Ron has carte blanche on the whole situation. And when you look at, you know, we just picked up another tight end, Ricky Seals Jr. I mean Jones.
Yeah. Jones.
Our tight end core is going to be straight, man. Like, we're going to have a bunch of receivers going everywhere, man, on the field. I know they're opening up for the option pass all over the field. And no matter who we have at quarterback, with the two quarterbacks that we have, you know, with Heineke
Fitzpatrick.
It's gonna be straight. We're gonna be straight with all of those different options. Mm-hmm.
Hey, Kel.
Yes, sir.
Kel.
Yes, sir.
Is our Pittsburgh Steeler fan on the air? Because I've been watching that NFL supposedly their list of the best 100 of all time. And on the quarterback section, they didn't have Terry Bradshaw on there. And I'm not a Steeler fan, but the man took his team to 4 Super Bowls and won all 4 of them. Why in the hell ain't he on the list?
Well, Bradshaw is kind of like Namath. He's kind of like Joe Namath. He rubbed a lot of people the wrong way during his playing time, you know, and a lot of people were found more offense than love when it came to Bradshaw and how he handled his business, and too rightfully so. Bradshaw was kind of cocky, you know. He was a kind of look at me type dude. You know what I'm saying? And again, a lot of people did not like that, you know, that personality. They didn't like that. That's what he chose to display. So, you know, when it came down to it,
it don't matter. He won 4 Super Bowls out of 4.
Right.
Twice
that's
as many as Staubach made.
You preaching to, mm-hmm. you preaching to the choir. Let me ask y'all one question. Who puts players in the Hall of Fame? Excuse me? No. The media.
No. They got a little panel.
Yeah, these
it's
sports
the media.
Writers and stuff.
And guess what? A guy like Ocho Cinco, they don't like him because, well, not Ocho Cinco. Let's say T.O.
Terrell Owens. Mm-hmm.
You know, all the hell he went through. We all know T.O. was a great freaking wide receiver. One of the greatest. And all the extra that he went through, all of the ridicule and the name calling and the he's not this good as that one or good as that one that he went through until they finally went on and put him in. Because of the sports writers. But I'm not speaking of the time that he waited. I'm speaking of the fact that he had to wait at all.
Had to wait. Gotcha. I got you.
Hey, Kel, look up there. Look on your board. See if 623 is up there.
Yeah, 623 is up there. Let me go to 623. Kirby has introduced you. 623.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening. You know, it's off the field stuff, though, as well as on the field stuff that makes
no,
up the total
no.
character.
But you can't add that in. Yeah, I'm
well,
sorry.
Well, that's what they say, but they do, you know? And it's a popularity contest.
Exactly. Because if we judge these players by what they have done on the field, who have they been, what they have contributed to the game, it's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer.
Right.
But when you start going into, well, I don't like him because of this, and I don't like this one because of that, then you're not judging him off of the sport that they played and the activity that they performed while playing that sport. We're not judging them off of that. Now we began to look at them like, you know, somebody we don't want our kids to hang with. You know, I don't want my son hanging with that little boy. He's trouble. I don't want my daughter hanging around that little girl. She's a fast ass. You know what I'm saying? And that's unfair. That's unfair.
But,
because
there's some reality to that. There's some reality to that, you know. You are known by the people you hang with. You are known sometimes by the people you hang with. And you know as well as I do, there's, you know, people you don't want your kids hanging with. You know, they're bad influences.
True.
Well,
it's
the same way in sports.
Very true.
You know?
But at the same time, because I am the father that I am, my children make their own decisions. They make their own decisions, and they're not led by someone else, which is the same with a Tio or a Ocho Cinco type player. They had in their mind, and they knew that this game was about fun. You know, they had in their mind, and they knew what the whole being was about. And because you, as a sports writer, don't agree with them, that's not fair to withhold them from the Hall of Fame or a situation like that because you got personal feelings. That's not fair. At the end of the day, it's what they did. Go ahead.
Yeah, but you're looking at the total player. You know, you're looking at what they contribute to the game, what they bring to the sport, and that is integrity and morality, and they're a role model to kids. And you know,
nope.
You know, they're
no,
into the total
no.
package.
No, 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 no. Go ahead, Q.
No, I want to hear what she says. What?
Go ahead, Tree.
I'm just saying, you can't say role model. You can't say none of that stuff when you talking about somebody getting into the Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame has only things, it has to do with stats, period. It has nothing to do with what you do at home. Did you take your kids to school? Are you a good person off the field? It ain't got nothing to do with that. That's why those reporters should not be the ones who put people in the Hall of Fame. The Hall of Fame saying, I am the best person at this job right here at this particular time. It ain't got nothing to do with my attitude. It ain't got nothing to do with how I treat my kids or my wife or you. It got everything to do with how I perform on the field, period, point blank, and that's it.
Well, that's true. I will give you that. But look at what the league's done in recent years. They're trying to clean up their image. What the league is doing, they're trying to clean up their image, you know.
That's their image. That has nothing to do with the individual. That's their image. They have nothing to do with me getting into the Hall of Fame. that has not.
Hold on one minute, guys. Hold on one minute, guys. Hold on. Whoever that is with their window down in the car riding, please roll your window up. You're distracting the show because we can all we can hear, all I can hear, is your background noise.
It's the wind. Yeah.
It's the wind. Yeah.
No, what I'm saying is, yeah, it's supposed to be about that.
They
got to
roll their window up,
Lassie.
We can't really hear you because whoever got their window down is still down. So we really can't hear you because it's an echo. So I need everybody to check their phones. I mean, check their windows, roll their windows up. There we go.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
If you're in a car.
Okay. Are we good?
Yeah.
We're good. Go ahead.
I'm just saying, you know, the things have changed, you know, and the league has changed their standards, and I agree. It shouldn't be on the sports writers. They have too much influence. And
right.
They're influence peddlers. They're influence peddlers, basically. And they're, you know, but the fact is, an employer can fire you for, you know, if you're, you know, for your behavior. And that's what the league are doing to some of these great, I mean, they're good players, you know. And it may not have anything to do with football. It may be domestic abuse or something like that. And they say, and that guy could have maybe, you know, he was a great player, but he had issues, you know. So now he's out.
Nah.
But you know what?
That still doesn't give the reporter, somebody who's never played the game, an opinion on who should get in the Hall of Fame. I don't care. I care if you beat your wife and stuff like that, but that's something you got to, that's separate. That didn't take place while you was playing football. You wasn't out there playing. Well, your wife ain't on the field with you. You ain't beating her up on the field. Is what I'm saying.
I agree with you.
On the field, not what I do at home in my personal business.
All right, come on, Marcus.
Yeah.
Put your two cents down.
I've actually spoke to this before, man, and I don't understand why. You know, the football league, NFL, is allowed to do this.
Thank you.
Because the NFL does it more than any other sport. And we talking about a sport where these young kids, like I've explained before, and you know, and they've been taking headshots since they was young, you know. And it's been a proven fact that the more headshots you take, the more PTSD you have, you know, and when it comes to brain issues and things like that, it's an aggressive sport, so it makes you even more aggressive. You see what I'm saying? And when it comes to your character on the field, you're supposed to be an aggressive player. You're supposed to be that dog, you know. And you're supposed to transmute that and turn that off when you go home as a child. I just that's kind of. They're kids, man, with kid mentalities, you know, and the head has been beat in. So to have that kind of, you know, that expectation that they could just turn that off, you know, when they go home is ridiculous. So to judge them accordingly is completely wrong. Like, you cannot do that, you know.
You cannot.
But what you guys are saying is exactly right. Like, when it comes to their character, it has nothing to do with stats. We talking about stats. We talking about the body of work on the field, and me and my integrity on the field could be outstanding, but I could be an asshole when I go home to my family. I could be an outstanding person on the field, and everybody like, look at that guy. He's such a great guy, and I could be going home beating the hell out of my family. Don't nobody know.
Mm-hmm.
So
can I say one thing?
Yeah.
Like, okay, so rest in peace, Kobe, right? Rest in peace, Kobe. But Kobe Bryant And a lot of other, I'm just using him because he's a big name. But Kobe Bryant was accused of messing with women, raping a young girl, right?
Yeah.
It did nothing. I mean, those reporters, see, they love Kobe. And he's going to be a first-time Hall of Famer because nobody had an issue with him. And he raped a woman.
That woman has different specimens or different examples, or I'm trying to say this the nicest way that I can, but she had a lot of junk in her underwear. So
it didn't matter.
Ben actually did. What their problem was?
Because he raped two people.
There was nothing wrong with them. Nothing wrong with those ladies whatsoever.
And he's gonna be a first round Hall of Famer. Is what I'm saying.
I don't think
like,
so.
Watch me.
Oh yeah, Ben is definitely getting it.
Yeah, definitely. He's going number one, and he got this cloudy history. But ain't nobody talking about that. I'm gonna just say this.
When it comes to Kobe, don't use the word rape because
why not?
He did not rape that young lady. That was consensual.
Why you pay her off? Because, Treece, let me tell you why. Go ahead.
Because a man of his stature, a man of his position, it can't even be known that he had any type of relations with a young woman who had over six different specimens of semen in her underwear.
What difference do that make? That means she was active.
That means she was active. That she had sex with six different men.
Now you blame the victim? Now you gonna blame the victim? Are you serious?
I'm not blaming her. Now, no, you're not listening. I'm not blaming her at all. I'm saying Kobe did not rape her.
You wasn't dead, Kale. And he was accused.
Wow. You were?
Just like Solomon was accused. He took a lesser charge. He was a lesser charge. Go and look at the mother. Go back and look at the document. Kobe Bryant was accused of rape. He took a lesser charge.
Okay, a lesser charge that had no type of jail time with it whatsoever.
Being Kobe Bryant. That's what his plea bargain was. He had to pay her. He plea bargained it down, and he had to pay her.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to say this. Because the young woman was proven to be a young, promiscuous woman, then we can't say that got everything to do with it.
She's
telling us her personality.
But if I tell you no, I get upset for everybody in this room right now. But if I tell you no and you take it that way, tell me.
So OJ really did do it.
Shut up.
Hey, so Charlamagne OJ, Doug. The same thing with OJ did it.
OJ did
the same thing. He raped that little girl, put some stuff in her drink, and then he raped her. She accused him of raping Charlamagne the God. Charlamagne the God.
Oh, that's fake.
He accused that girl, and he raped that girl. But when Kwame got on Instagram and told it all, he sent the cease and desist order to Kwame Brown, telling him to be quiet because he didn't want nobody to be talking about it.
Charlamagne will fake any damn way.
Come on now.
Anyway.
You raped that little girl, 14 years old. Kobe, Charlamagne, Ben Roethlisberger.
Hold on, Mark. Ben went to court. Everything was found not guilty. I'm going by the fact. I ain't going by no wishful thinking. I'm going by the fact.
He was found not guilty. He got found guilty. He got found not guilty on one, not the other one, but he was accused of raping two women.
Hold on. He was found not guilty on the rape. He was found not guilty on the rape. Come on, sis. You know he was found not guilty.
I gave you that. What I'm saying was, listen to what I'm saying. He was accused of raping somebody and paying them under the table.
Did Barry Bonds take steroids?
Yes.
All right.
Can I say something real quick?
Absolutely.
there's two issues here that we're talking about, right? And that is, there's a line that has to be drawn. Whenever you start talking about how Caucasians are dealt with and how we are dealt with, how black folks are dealt with, you know what I mean? That line, we started off talking about one subject and then it drew into the line of Ben Roethlisberger, right? And I don't care what is believed or in any situation, the fact remains is that we get treated totally different. African Americans get treated totally different across the board in anything.
I'm so tired of hearing that.
You tired of hearing it?
Yeah.
It's the truth.
I'm tired of experience.
That's what I'm saying. I'm tired of hearing it.
Yeah. But it's because
we have a platform. We as black people have a platform now, so we can't blame everything on the white man no more.
No, he's not blaming
everything on the white man. He's just explaining how it is. That's all.
Yeah, I'm explaining the difference because you actually brought up Ben Roethlisberger. You was like, how come not Ben Roethlisberger? And the truth of the matter is because of that privilege behind him.
I included Ben Roethlisberger. I included him in that. 57 said not him. So I included them in that. That wasn't me.
I know that. I'm giving you your props on that one. That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
you misunderstand. You got your guard up, but I'm going with you on this. Yeah. But I'm just making the distinction when you brought Ben into the equation. The conversation was about, you know, the conversation was initially about about the Hall of Fame and how
right.
But when you start talking about how we are treated, how we are chosen, how we are looked at, and the media can flip it and turn it however they want for privileged or non-privileged individuals. That is what we're talking about. So that is when you start talking about white and black. Or you start talking, it changes the whole narrative of the
conversation. Absolutely. I can agree with that.
You know what I'm saying? Because the fact remains is Kobe, right, whether he did or he didn't, the fact that he's black, he's already guilty until proven innocent. He's already guilty until proven innocent. He wasn't, though. But listen what I'm saying. I understand what you're saying by a popularity vote, but what I'm saying is he was on another vote. The vote that we don't mm-hmm. see, the thing that we mm-hmm. don't see, he is an African-American man. So he's guilty until proven innocent. Now, his popularity might sway it a little bit. You know what I mean? But we're not talking popularity when it comes to Ben Roethlisberger. We talking about at a time, especially we talking about. Yeah, we talking about
privilege. We talking about privilege.
Absolutely.
Privilege.
But it was all. Yeah. All but my point was, Kobe being Kobe.
OJ did.
And his past is what I'm trying to say is his past is gonna be irrelevant when they come to vote for him because he's Kobe. None of them reporters ain't thinking about that woman back then.
Well, should
a man still hold that?
Hold that for me, 57. Hold that real quick. 563-999-3782. When we come back, we're going to dig into that, 57, real quick. Well, hey, man, thank y'all. Kills Corner, man. Y'all doing the damn thing.
Now Peter, Piper, Pig, Peppers, but run rock, rhyme, Humpty fell down, that's his heart, time, Jackie, nimble, what, nimble, and he was quick, but jam, Matt Mudd, Spencer, Jack, or J. Dick. My little boy, B. Cole, lost her sheep, and Rip Van Winkle fell a hell of sleep, and out of killing someone in Wonderland, Jack serving Jill Bucket in his hand, again, that's a game, making out that sound, the turntables might wobble, but they don't fall down.
Don't fall down.
That man heard that long time.
All right, 57. Go ahead and ask that question, man. What would you say, 57?
You know, I'm just, you know, shit. All right, Kobe made a mistake, or whatever you want to call it. But,
a mistake? What?
I mean, what do you want to call it? You don't want to call it a mistake?
He got a piece on the side, man. As a married man, he had an affair.
There you go. There you
okay.
go. Keep it moving.
Okay, all right, we'll go with that. But should that one incident be held against him for the rest of his life? Should he have to pay for that for the rest of his life?
That's
for
anybody.
You know, exactly.
As his wife, yes. Because she's the only one that's going to be intimate with him and be married to him. And every time she see him or he comes with that intimacy look or movements towards her, she's going to think about you slept with a slut. You slept with a girl.
But she was over
you,
it.
You slept with a dirty chick.
She got over it. She forgave him. So,
she got over it. She forgave him all that.
Yeah.
I mean,
so
and that big ass diamond ring helped a lot of that too. Don't slap, man.
Two of them.
Give me a $2.5 million. See what happens.
Man, she got a 10-carat ring on both fingers.
Yep.
Shoot. She walk around the house talking about, I don't even know why I was mad. I was tripping, boo.
Now look, she's the head of that empire now. She out and Kobe, you know, rest in peace. You know,
rest in peace.
Don't be saying rest in peace now, Tree. You threw that man out there.
I said rest in. Wait a minute, time out. Before I even
you
said
threw that man out there.
Him, I said rest in peace, Kobe Bryant. But that's what I said. So I said rest in peace, Kobe. I did say that, and I said rest in peace to him.
David said, "You see." Women.
Hey, I was just getting ready to say that. Because my wife still give Kobe hell now. I mean, not now, but, you know, after everything, even after everything, she's like, I don't like Kobe Bryant. I'm like, why? Because of what he did to him. I'm like, what that got to do with baseball? I mean, basketball.
Basketball.
That woman thing, man.
I said the same thing too until he apologized. He came out and he apologized to her publicly. He apologized to her and he gave her a bunch of gifts and he never did it again that we know of.
I disagree with that. I disagree with the first act. Dude, you saw some. Listen, man.
It's not for us. Then why do it in front of us?
Well, why do it in front of us then?
He didn't do it in front of us. He saved her, and it was all over the daggone net. That's why he had to
come on, man.
Because everybody put his business out on the internet. Everybody knew about it.
And everybody who wanted an opinion. Everyone who wanted an opinion had an opinion. And everybody who didn't. That's all I'm saying.
Let me ask y'all a question. If this had been back in the 70s before the internet, do you think we would have known about Kobe Bryant? No. Known about what he had done in Denver? We never would have heard about it. Then we got social media, the internet, you can do something. You can walk outside your door right now, Tree, and next thing you know, you a crazy neighbor says, she just came out of the house. For what?
Yeah.
You're right. All I got to say is this.
With these sports writers, And these action guys and all of them, he was out saying, cast the first stone, man. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
There are aspects of your life. If this man gave his all, whether they played on Thursday night, Saturday, or Sunday, then he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame.
You
as a writer, your job is to write. You write because that's your job.
And that's it.
Don't hold nothing personal against this man or woman because of your personal beef with them. And I hear that all the time. You know, Skip Bayless, all that. He can say what he wants to. But all that T.O. did for the Dallas Cowboys, and he called him Team Obliterator and this and that, and I'll never give him my vote for the Hall of Fame. Guess what, Slim? He got in without you. He got in without you. Why? Because everybody else were understanding enough to know that the vote is for what you do, not who you are.
Fact. And Kale, let me go one step further to what you said. When you any kind of basketball, football, and you trying to get into the Hall of Fame, it, like you said, it should be just on the numbers, and just the numbers only, Stephen A. Smith, he's the worst for us brown American. And he's the worst for us because he tears down. He tears down to the point where you don't want to get up. And that's not cool. Even to the point when they talking about Kwame Brown, right? Who can be in the league for 13 years and be a bust? But my thing was, it's okay to call the man like his career wasn't good. It wasn't this, that, and the other. But to say the man is his life is a bust and you know he's somewhere soaking and doing all this stuff and da da da. That had all that had nothing to do with the sport.
Well, you know what I say
That's
when I heard.
I want us to stop.
You know what I
say
when I heard Stephen A. Smith saying that. You know what I said to myself? That's what his weak ass would be doing. That's why he's going to come to that conclusion on Kwame Brown, because his weak ass would be doing that. Because he, listen, there's no bigger hater than the person who wanted what you have. There's no bigger hater than the person who wanted what you have had. And listen, Kwame Brown, guess what Kwame do every daggone month? Check his deposit. He check his deposit.
Because
not only did he get the big check, he gets a retirement check, a settlement check from the NBA.
Why not tell people that Stephen A. Smith went around to colleges talking about Kwame Brown, telling people, don't be like that, don't do this, don't do that, da 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 da. Kwame Brown came from homelessness all the way. He made it from homeless all the way to the NBA. You telling them kids not to be like Kwame Brown?
Because
you think his life was a bust? That's totally unfair.
Well,
that man make $8 million a year.
Stephen A. Smith has a different outlook on what being successful is. He has a different outlook. He has a different outlook, period, on the word success. And he sees Kwame Brown as a failure because Kwame is happy. Because Kwame reached a level of success that he wanted to. Because Stephen A. Smith can't fathom that, because he can't understand that, because you had the opportunity to be so much more and make so much more, but you didn't.
It eats at him, and
Kwame Brown is just as content looking at Stephen A. Smith like,
he
be damn fool.
Everybody don't want to be Michael Jordan. You know? Some people just want to be
him. Sports writing still comes down.
It's 455.
Hold on, Tree.
In the NFL.
Hold on, Tree. Let Kirby go. What'd you say, Kirby?
Well, when Clancy Lance and I used to write for the NFL fan site about 12 years ago or whatever it was, Clancy, we were taught to make sure that our facts are accurate and it had to be professionally done with no bias, even if you didn't like the team or you didn't like that person. If you was going to write an article about it, it had to be factual and no bias to it. You know, none of this good old boy stuff, or you know, if you liked them because they was one of the good old boys or something. You know what I mean? You had to just you deal with the truth and the facts. And my point about Bradshaw. I mean, he was never found guilty of gambling or something like that. You know, he took his team to four Super Bowls and won all four of them. He ought to be on the NFL top 100 best of all time in the quarterback section.
They got Strowback
in there, won two Super Bowls. They got Manning in there, won two Super Bowls. Even Tom Brady did go 4-for-4 wins, you know.
Kirby, I love you, man. Kirby, thank you for coming with the facts, baby. I love you, buddy.
Oh, be quiet. Okay. That Pittsburgh fan is here now, Kirby. That Pittsburgh fan is here. I forgot that Kirby asked for you earlier, 57.
Dominate, Kirby. Dominate, Kirby. Dominate.
Well, no, I mean, right is right. I'm not a Steeler fan, but right is right. I'm on the side of what's right. The man took his team to 4 Super Bowls, won all 4 of them, won twice, and then he stalled back this. Marino never even won a Super Bowl when he's on there, you know.
Hey,
Favre won 2 Super Bowls.
I heard the women in Pittsburgh don't have no teeth.
but I mean, like he was laughed at when he came out of Louisiana Tech. He was laughed at. He was a country bumpkin. Yeah. He was a dummy and all this stuff, you know. And it pissed him off. And his coach, he and Chuck Noll had personality conflicts too. What was important was that long bomb to Stallworth, you know what I mean? And that handoff to Franco and Bradshaw played when there was no dresses on them quarterbacks. You could slam dunk them. You could.
Tell them again, Kirk. Tell them again.
You had to be tough, man. You had to be tough to be a quarterback back then.
He's telling you because you don't know.
Dominate. Dominate.
Dominate.
That's what I'm talking about. Dominate. Tell him again, Kirby. Dominate.
That's right.
Hey, Chad.
Yeah. Right after that, you know, I had to go out there to the VA. I'm 74, you know. I had to go out there and do another one of them colonoscopy things. I told my wife, I said, I really don't want a camera up my butt. She says, why not? You had your head up there for 6 weeks.
Hey.
That's Kirby. That is Kirby. I was asked a question. Go ahead, Marcus, and then I'm gonna read this question. Go ahead, Marcus.
Yeah, Marcus, buddy.
You gotta. Oh, come on, bro. Stop it. Hey, look.
Nice.
You gotta take back that shit you said about Pittsburgh women, yeah. You know, my family from Pittsburgh. Even though I gotta give my man my mama and my grandmother were some fine ass women, bro. Like,
well, everybody except for Marcus people.
I was gonna say Marcus people got all their teeth. Don't be coming for Marcus people.
Saying.
They got all their teeth.
Well, I take that back. So apparently the women in Pittsburgh do have teeth. I was asked why can't I give the same love to LeBron James that I just gave to Kwame Brown? Have you all heard me hating on LeBron James at all? Seriously.
Not today.
All the time.
So y'all say I hate on LeBron?
Field, but just not today.
I hate on LeBron.
I hate on LeBron.
Just because
You
don't even have LeBron on your Christmas list.
Because you know what? Because anybody that has 4 wins for 10 attempts, I'm sorry, you're not a winner to me. You're not.
Thank
Come on,
you.
Man.
You're not.
I'm back with it. Say it again.
What?
Anyone
hey, man,
that has 10, have 4, you only got 4 wins out of 10 attempts, bruh. You're not a winner.
Let's not forget about y'all.
Yeah. Well, y'all done moved the goalposts,
man. No, I'm not moving the goalposts. What I'm saying is what you just said is true. Bradshaw has
right.
four Super Bowls. He won all four of them. He's a winner.
We not talk, hey, Kirby, let that go.
Hey.
Let that go, Kirby.
Hey,
let
look,
that go.
Look.
Let that go. He's a winner. We got that. Let it go.
I mean,
we ain't heard talking about something else. So,
LeBron
Kirby,
LeBron gave up against the Mavericks. He gave up against the Mavericks.
The let me tell you something else about a winner. A winner does not pass the ball off to his teammate and put
what?
All the emphasis on them. A winner takes the shot himself.
Amen.
He
y'all
does it.
No, not all the time.
No.
Some
wow.
winners, some winners, they pass the ball because they're smart enough to pass the ball to the person who wants to take the 3 points or the last shot.
You know
like
what?
Magic
you know
Johnson,
what?
Charles Barkley,
you know what? You
Magic
can sprinkle.
Johnson.
You can sprinkle all the
cooking.
Sugar you want. Oh, you can sprinkle all
cooking.
The sugar you want
hey, Kale,
on top of that.
Kale,
it is not dessert.
She is right, though, Kale. She is right.
No,
y'all,
that
y'all,
is not
y'all
right. A true winner takes it in his own hand. A true winner takes it upon himself. He assumes
Michael
the
Jordan,
responsibility.
Michael Jordan to Steve Kerr. Let's not forget it. Michael Jordan to Steve Paxton. Let's not forget it, man. Last second
Michael
shot,
Jordan
he gave up the shot.
Too. Yes,
that's
he
right.
did. Michael
Steve,
Jordan passed the ball along, too. Tell him
57. Wow.
Steve
so now we compare. So now we compare. Now we're comparing a four-time champion to a six-time champion. That's what we're doing.
Listen to me. Yes, but listen to me, Kale. Listen to me real quick.
Man, please.
Matt, Jordan won six titles. True. LeBron James won four titles. Right? True. It doesn't matter how many times. It matters that you got there. See, y'all keep moving the ball every time LeBron gets to the ball.
Oh, man.
I ain't
the
moving
line.
The ball.
It does matter.
I'm not moving the ball.
Can I say something? Hello?
Go ahead, sis. Go ahead.
Y'all keep moving the ball for LeBron James because it's LeBron
wow.
James and he named himself
wow.
the king.
No,
but y'all
no,
ain't moving
wow.
the ball
no,
for
no,
nobody else.
No.
Ain't nobody moving the ball for nobody else. Kobe even passed the ball off to somebody so they can take the shot. Y'all ain't talking about Kobe.
And guess what? Let me say this. When the guy that Kobe passed the ball to missed the shot, Kobe ain't put him out there. Kobe didn't totally disrespect the man like LeBron did. Why in the hell did you pass the ball?
You keep moving the ball,
Kale. Wow. All I'm doing is answering your question. I'm not moving no ball. I'm not moving no ball. I'm not moving no ball. I'm answering your question.
Let me ask you. Is LeBron better than Kobe?
Right?
Is LeBron better than Kobe?
You saying now when he passed the ball, though, that he threw him under the bus. Because he ain't make the
is
shot.
Is LeBron better than Kobe?
No, I did not, Tree. That's not what I said, Tree. You're wording it to fit what you want to say. What I said was, if you're going, okay, I'll wait till you stop talking. Then I'll tell you what I said.
What I said was,
okay, Tree. Well, let me let everybody else know.
Okay.
You can't pass the ball to your teammate. Then once he misses the shot, you're dogging him. I saw Michael Jordan pass to. Oh God.
You right. Go ahead.
I saw Mike pass to Pippen repeatedly. I saw Mike pass to Pippen repeatedly, and when Pippen missed, Mike didn't dog him out, man. Mike didn't make that man feel terrible. Now, what he said to him.
That's where you're moving the mic, That's where you're moving the mic. We want to give it to him.
Wow. But LeBron did, though. Let me answer my question. Answer my question. Did LeBron or did he not throw that man under the bus when he missed that shot?
Yes.
Did he or did he not?
So
how in the hell am I moving the bar? This is what I'm talking about LeBron fans, huh? You state the fact that you're a hater.
Hell, you are a LeBron hater, and I'm going to keep saying it because you keep moving the bar for this man.
I'm moving the bar.
I'm a LeBron hater.
And anybody else on the phone listening, are y'all listening to the conversation? We was not talking about the ball being passed. We was not talking about that. We was talking about, he said, if you're a winner, you hold on to the ball. We're talking about who passing the ball to who. We ain't talking about who told who on the bus after the fact. See, that's moving the ball. That's moving the damn ball. That's what he's saying.
Okay.
You're on the ball.
Okay.
Hey, look, Tree. I understand what you're saying about moving the ball, but it just sounds like he's showing why he's not a good enough leader to win 6 times out of 10, you know, to
Marcus,
win 7 times out of 10.
That's not what we're talking about, though, Marcus. That is not what we're talking about.
Hold on. Let me be the calm to the storm, because you are right. You're right. He wasn't, but I have a disdain for LeBron myself, but I have my own issues with LeBron. You know what I'm saying? Everybody has their own issues with LeBron.
No, I don't know what you're saying.
You don't know what I'm saying?
See what I'm saying? You didn't want to be arguing. We're going to do this.
People always say that. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know what you're saying. It's in your brain.
I want to enjoy the luxury of, like, not knowing each other for real.
Hey, look, man. Thank y'all, man. Thank y'all for making this a great, great Tuesday, man. We're going to take some time out, man. I want everybody to go to their own corner, man, and think about why you like or hate LeBron James, man. You know what I'm saying?
And we're going to pick this up Thursday.
Nah, we ain't going to pick this up Thursday. Hell no. No, this argument is done. This argument is done. Go ahead, Tree. Get your words, man.
Hey, Ken, let me just say this first. What? I love you. I swear to God, I do. I love everything about you. I love you. I do.
Come on with the makeup.
I love 57. I love Marcus. I love Kirby. I love all y'all. Debo on the green. I love you, man. But we love y'all today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. Love, hug somebody. Call us. We'll be here. Tuesdays and Thursdays between 5 and 7 here at Kale's Corner, 563-999-3782. Go ahead, Kale.
Hey, man, I can't say nothing, man. You know, thank y'all, man.
Yeah,
I told that. Now, do you guys believe me now? You know, what you bring to this Kale's Corner, man, is energy, is conversation, communication, love, We can't do this without y'all, man. We can't do this without y'all. So we'll check with y'all on Thursday, man. Y'all have a great week.
Hey, her eyes, that's the nation on her side.
Yes.
And I hate to tell you too much, cause we stay with too much pride. And we way too young to know love. Maybe not, but we don't need no rush. Don't believe in love at first sight, but believe in love at first. Can I be with you just one night? I can wear you out inside. I can tell you like persistence, but I make you come and try. So I just think we need one night. Can't decide if I can't right. Easy, baby, my thing tight, but that lotus flower just ain't right. I ain't thinking I ain't right. Can't decide, but I can't fight. Easy, baby, you the bomb and all, but I'd be damned if I did not land mine. Or at least try. Can I speak up? Was it peace out? Can we eat lunch? Can we take shots with your flavor? Flat drinks, we call 8 cups. I just think I need one night. Slightly more if it's done right. With that gorgeous face, I don't know your name. It ain't important, babe, cause I'ma call you mine.
I feel it when you dance with me. It's feeling like you need to be. I love you.
Hey, yeah, happy birthday, Tank. Happy birthday to my man.
It's tomorrow, but happy birthday.
No doubt. Trees have started all this mess. No.